Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Today's message is entitled on today's call, Who Would You Throw Overboard?
Oh, my. That reminds me.
You know, as I was going through a backlog of emails and direct mail messages on Facebook, I was reminded of a post some time ago that really blessed us. The lady wrote, I love how you always honor your wife. If you've ever read anything that I've written or heard me speak or listened to any of my videos or MP3s on even these daily calls, you know I always refer to Bev as my fine wife. By the way, 49 years and 2 months and 49 years and 24 days, hallelujah, ago we celebrated our anniversary. I was once speaking in our oldest son's church some years ago. About 30 minutes into the service, I stopped practically mid-sentence when I looked into my wife's beautiful blue eyes. I said, baby, you ought to be a parking ticket because you got fine written all over you. The really great and obvious and glorious news is that she is fine, not just because of how she looks and speaks, but her fineness is much deeper. It's in her heart. My wife, without question, is an amazing woman, one of the most remarkable I've ever met in my life. Several weeks later, I was speaking at a church in Fort Lauderdale, and it was one of those wonderful times where you went with me.
Hallelujah.
You were sitting on the front row, and I related that story about fine wife. And, I don't think I said the reason I call you fine wife. The reason I call her my fine wife, that meeting in our son's church, I forgot to tell you this part. When I stopped and looked at her, I said, baby, you ought to be a parking ticket because you got fine written all over you. Well, I related that story a few weeks later at Fort Lauderdale, and needless to say, got a big laugh. After the meeting, a distinguished-looking lady walked up to my fine wife and I and said, Brother Harold, I'm a Superior Court judge, and Sister Bev, you need to know that in my court, fines have to be paid.
Hallelujah.
We still laugh over that.
That's right.
You're probably wondering why I'm writing this today. Truthfully, it's flowing out of me as I read Ephesians 5, 25 and 26. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he may sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word. I thought about my fine wife and how much I love her. Truth be told, I haven't always made it easier for her to love me, but she has. It would be naive to think that we developed this relationship overnight. Take years of commitment to see things through.
That's right.
The church hasn't always made it easy for Christ to love, to love it, but he has.
That is true. You know, we remember years ago hearing a sermon by a prophet entitled, Leave to Cleave. On that particular night, my husband and I were the only two of four Caucasians in the entire church, but it was a super church, and it was well filled to capacity, almost about 500 people.
Yes, it was.
During the sermon, the prophet said, and we will never forget this, he goes, if a black man is in a boat with his mama and his wife, and one person has to be thrown overboard to keep the boat from sinking, who would he throw overboard? His mama or his wife? We thought that interesting that he would. He said, the prophet said the typical black man would throw his wife overboard, because he can always get another wife, but he only has one mama. The room filled with laughter, and we thought about his statements in the nearly
25 years.
Yeah, that it's been since we heard him, and his answer was funny, but he was making a strong point. I don't know about anybody else, but if we were confronted with a choice, my husband said he'd be the one going overboard, and that was very sweet. But John 15:13, Classic Amplified says, no one has greater love, no one is shown stronger affection than to lay down, give up his own life for his friends. According to Strong's Concordance, the words lay down mean to place, put down, or set. In other words, laying down or giving up your life for someone else is much more than a final act before your last breath. Well, for most men, probably the most painful part they ever have to lay down is not their lives, but perhaps the remote control. Anyway, that's just another laugh on our part.
It is.
That's something that does cause some men mental anguish. And, you know, you may be smiling about that. I think my own little saying in that is that, you know, a man doesn't want to know what's on television. He wants to know what else is on television. But anyway, when That's a husband true. Makes an error in judgment or bad decision of any kind, moral, financial, or any otherwise, many wives have laid down their lives, their thoughts, their feelings for the goodness of the marriage. But we have to be careful or we'll get in the way, way off subject. Anyway, at this point, but men happen to be, we happen to be addressing you since, well, my husband knows best how men think, and he wrote this.
There's also for women as well, but
it
we'll,
is.
We'll get
it
in
is.
More.
Truly
that.
It is.
Ephesians 5, 25 through 28. We're going to read part of it again, this time in the Message Bible. And it's really an illuminating passage when it says, husbands, go all out in your love for your wives, exactly as Christ did for the church. A love marked by giving, not getting. Christ's love makes the church whole. His words evoke her beauty. Everything he does and says is designed to bring the best out of her, dressing her in dazzling white silk, radiant in holiness. And that is how husbands ought to love their wives. They're really doing themselves a favor since they're already one in marriage.
Mm.
Now, the first phrase, husbands, go all out in love for your wives. What does it mean to go all out for someone? It means you put your interest ahead. It means you put their interest ahead of your own, whether it's convenient or not. It means being more concerned about what they think than what anybody else thinks. It means to learn to accept or at least tolerate the personal preferences of a loved one simply because it'll make them happy. We hope you're getting the picture here. The scripture says, everything he does and says is designed to bring out the best of her. That's exactly what every man should be doing for his wife, his forever bride. When we genuinely compliment our wives, we bring the best out of her. When we tell her how amazing she looks, we bring the best out of her. When we tell her she's our best friend, we bring the best out of her. And this one we like. When we hold hands in public, I'm bringing the best out of my wife. And me too. Me too. When we lift her up instead of putting her down in front of others, we bring the best out of her. When we're faithful in word and deed, we bring the best out of her. When we bring the best out of our wife or husband, it also, hear this now, when we bring the best out of our wife or husband, it also brings the best out in us. The scripture goes on to say they're really doing themselves a favor since they're already one in marriage.
Mm. In Genesis 2, verse 24 says, therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. The contemporary English version of Genesis 2:24 says it this way. That's why a man will leave his own father and mother. He marries a woman, and the two of them become like one person. Note now, please, that the scripture says husband and wife become like one person. That's why it's particularly, well, almost ignorant for a husband to put down his wife in front of friends, relatives, or even total strangers, for that matter. When he puts her down, he is, in effect, putting himself down.
You know, we know a couple that love God. He's been an evangelist, motivational speaker, business owner for years. I've heard him wonder on numerous occasions why he doesn't get more opportunities to speak. I think it's because he puts his wife down in front of other people. And he doesn't even think twice about it. I'm not the only one to notice either. I've had people bring it up to me. I found what I thought was the right moment to mention this to him. He wasn't happy about what I said to him. Since then, he chooses not to enjoy the pleasure of my company. But that's okay. I did what I felt was right to help a brother in the Lord. And he'll have to be accountable for his actions, not me.
You know, the principle of being one flesh is found throughout the scripture. Because in Ephesians 5:31, it says, "For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh." The Living Bible scripture, you know, of this, Ephesians 5:32 says, "I know this is hard to understand, but it's an illustration of the way we are parts of the body of Christ." You know, I can probably hear someone saying, "Well, yeah, but Brother Harold and Sister Bev, you don't know my wife or my husband." That's right, we don't, but God does. And if you picked her out, you know, or he picked him out, then that says something about you. But I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that if you begin to treat your spouse the way Christ treats his bride, the church, which we haven't always been great, we do witness an amazing transformation a more amazing transformation than an extreme makeover. But we can witness it. But it does start with us.
Yes, it does.
And you know, I was thinking about that actually. It says, you know, we loved him because he first loved us.
That's good.
And so when we start to love somebody and we overlook their faults and see the need, and we overlook their sins because in the spirit of love, then eventually they're going to start looking at themselves in a different way. And that's really what we're after.
That's
true. Bringing
them
closer to the Lord.
Now, to the ladies on the call or hearing this, even though we've addressed this primarily to men, you got to know it's a two-way street.
Yes, indeed it is.
Hallelujah. Well, this is Sunday.
Yes,
tonight,
it is.
Rich Thoughts TV.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
6 p.m. Eastern. You can watch it on at haroldherring.com. Click the button that says Join Harold and Bev. Or you can go to Facebook at Brother Harold and watch it.
Yeah.
There are outlines, detailed outlines on both sites.
We had a little bit of a glitch last week or two, but it is, as far as we know, fixed, and we're up and ready to go.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, hallelujah is right, babe.
All right.
So join us tonight.
Yes, please.
And then every morning at 8:30 Eastern.
Yes.
So until tonight or tomorrow morning or any morning, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.